All right, here we go. Given a particular assignment, and so I would request you all to please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So I'm now going to go into Samadhi. We have chanted the 12-syllable mantra, which is the opening verse, the opening phrase of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, 90 chapters, there is the narration by Shukadeva Goswami about the Krishna Leela. Krishna has three Leelas or three Dhams: Mathura Dham, Vrindavan Dham, and Dvaraka Dham. He appears in Mathura, but as soon as he is quote-unquote born, he is taken to Gokula, which is part of Vrindavan, and spends the first 11 years of his life in Vrindavan. Then he goes back to Mathura in order to kill Kamsa. And when he kills Kamsa, he is reunited with his original parents, Vasudev and Devaki. Vasudev, on the night of Krishna's appearance, transferred Krishna from Mathura to Gokula, so they missed out the first 11 years of Krishna's pastimes. So after Krishna kills Kamsa, he is reunited with his parents and spends some time with them. And then he spends the rest of his life in the city of Dwaraka, marrying only 16,108 wives, having 10 sons with each wife and one daughter by each wife. And then after 125 years, Krishna returns to his abode. Like the rising and the setting of the sun, or as the sun passes through the zodiac, Krishna's appearance, his activities, they arrive on schedule once in a day of Brahma. So I'm going to talk, because Amit asked me to speak about Krishna's childhood Leela. So that would be the first 11 years. And try now to picture, try to feel, and try to listen. I'm going to go into samadhi and try to repeat what I have read and understood. So once upon a time, now this is an historical event, it's not a myth. This actually took place in India 5,000 years ago. So one day, Krishna was around 5 years old, and at this age, the boys are allowed to play. But when they go playing, at the same time, they are given a task, a chore. And so Krishna and all his cowherd friends at this age, they are given the chore of taking care of the calves. They spend the day in the forest. They play, but they also take care of the calves. So on this day, the mothers of the boys and also Krishna's mother, they arranged a nice picnic lunch, and each cowherd boy had his own basket with his lunch in it, prepared lovingly by their mother. Now on this day, Krishna's elder brother Balaram, he did not go with them because it was Balaram's birthday. So you can get some idea of what the season is. It's late summer, early autumn, like that, Balaram's appearance. So he did not go with them on the picnic as he was home getting ready for his birthday party. So all the cowherd boys went to the forest with Krishna, and the boys, being boys, as we say, boys will be boys, men will be men. Do they say women will be women? I don't know if they say that. But they always say, boys will be boys. So the boys started to play. One boy would take another's lunch basket and pass it to a third person, who would then pass it to another. So all their lunch boxes were being passed from one to another. And they arrived at a nice spot, and Krishna told his cowherd friends, "Ah, this is a very good spot. I think this is where we should have our picnic. Krishna said, look, the Yamuna is here, the breeze is gently blowing, and we get a nice fragrance from the flowers. So Krishna said, this is just the right place to have our picnic. So they sat down to have their lunch, and at this time, everyone got back their proper lunch basket, even though they were passing them around. When it came time to eat, everybody had their own particular basket that was brought from home. And the calves were let loose to wander in a nearby pasturing ground. And it was explained that when the calves would drink the water of the Yamuna, the boys would also drink the water of the Yamuna. This is Vrindavan. At least 5,000 years ago, it was pure and clean, especially because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Everyone say that name. And I want to thank you for singing with me on my song. And you sang Govinda again.
Govinda.
You sing that very nicely. So they let loose the calves and they were grazing. And they began to eat their lunches. Some of them placed their food on a nearby rock or on the base of a tree or on a leaf. Or maybe they just would put it on their lunch basket. Everyone was enjoying. And Krishna was in the middle. And surrounding him were hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys. So Krishna performed a miracle, that even though Krishna was sitting in the middle, so some were behind, some were on the side, everyone was perceiving that Krishna is looking at me. That's Krishna. If I'm looking at Nivedan, I'm not looking at Amit, because I'm not Krishna. Far from it. But Krishna is such that even he's sitting in the midst of hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys, each boy is perceiving that Krishna is looking at me. That's Krishna. That's why he's the supreme. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita, Mattak Parataram Nanyat. Krishna says, there is no one, no truth, nothing superior to me. So here is an instance where Krishna is proving it. But all of a sudden, the calves begin to wander. They were supposed to stay in this area, but they began to wander off. So the cowherd boys, they're supposed to take care of the calves. They can't lose them. They all cried out, Krishna! So make believe you're all cowherd boys. Cry out to Krishna right now.
Krishna.
Very good, cowherd boys. Yes. You're not that body. Today you're a cowherd boy. You're not a man, you're not a woman. You are playing the drama of cowherd boys. So when they cried out Krishna, who did that? Do that again.
Krishna.
Very good. That means you're also in samadhi with me. Excellent. So as soon as they chanted Krishna's name, they overcame their anxiety and fear. So that's a good lesson for all of us. Whenever we feel anxiety or fear, we should cry out whose name?
Krishna.
Very. Or you could say Govinda. That's all right. Because Krishna has hundreds and thousands of names. Everyone say, Hari.
Hari.
Very good. So, Krishna, at this point, and this is one of many, many reasons why I love Krishna. Krishna said, no. Don't wait. You go on taking your lunch. I will get the calves. Now, when I think about this, here is Krishna. He's the Supreme God. Everyone is supposed to worship him. But Krishna is so humble and Krishna is so sweet. He says to all the cowherd boys, no, you stay, eat, I'll go get the calves. That's Krishna. He's not one of these kinds of gods that's mean and vindictive. He's not that kind of God. He's sweet and he's kind to his friends. So Krishna goes to go find the calves. But the cowherd boys, they won't touch any food because they don't want to eat without Krishna. So they're waiting there. And Krishna goes and he can't find the calves. The calves are missing. He can't find them. So he comes back to the spot of the picnic. And when he comes back, the cowherd boys are mysteriously gone. So Krishna thinks, only one person could have done this. Lord Brahma. And Brahma actually did. He had allured the calves. And when Krishna went to look for the calves, Brahma stole all the boys and put the boys and the calves asleep in a cave. Because Brahma could not understand, or it was hard for him to realize, that this 5-year-old boy was his lord and master. He was having a difficult time understanding, how could this 5-year-old boy be my lord and master? So Brahma wanted to see something. He wanted to see Krishna do something. So when Lord Krishna came back and figured out that this was the trick of Brahma, Krishna was very concerned. How can I go back to home without the cowherd boys and calves? The mothers will be so upset. You can imagine mothers, if your child doesn't come home from school, how much anxiety you would be, right? Any mother, if the child is not home, should be in so much anxiety. So Krishna was concerned. So here's another. See how nice Krishna is. He cares about the mothers and the cows. Again, he's not a mean or vindictive God. He's loving. This is another reason why I love Krishna. Because he's that kind of God that is loving. So Krishna said, I cannot go back. So then Krishna expanded himself to look like each cowherd boy and calf, down to the minutest detail, exactly as they were dressed, exactly how they looked, with the same mannerisms, because everyone's a unique individual. Everyone has their own personality. So Krishna expanded himself, or we use now in scientific terms, clone. This is transcendental cloning. And Krishna was able to do it so that the mothers and the cows would not know that the real children were asleep in the cave with Lord Brahma. So Krishna returned in the late afternoon, early evening, and the cowherd boys blew their flutes. And the mothers, when they saw their children, their breasts filled up with milk, and they fed their 5-year-old boys the milk of their breast. Even my wife, with my daughter, she was allowing to drink the breast milk when she was 5 years old. Because she had also read these pastimes. So all the cowherd boys came home and their mothers were feeding them the milk from their breast. And the calves also came to the cows, and they were taking care of the cows. But something was different. Even though the mothers and the cows didn't know any different, but actually they were experiencing more love for these than normally they would for their own children. And this is one of the lessons of this Leela. They looked exactly like their own children and own calves, and they didn't know anything, but they were exhibiting more love. So what does this teach us? It teaches us what Prabhupada taught me, that actually Krishna is the real ultimate lovable object. At the end of this Leela, Maharaj Parikshit asks the question, why was it that the cows and the mothers loved these expansions more than their own children? Why was it? So Shukadeva Goswami explains, why do we love the body? Because the soul is present in the body. When the soul leaves the body and dies, what do we do with the body? Get rid of it, burn it, bury it. That same body that we pamper and cudgel and we do so many things, but it's only because the spirit soul is in the body. When the soul leaves the body becomes disgusting. You want to get rid of it. Who keeps a dead body in their home? Can't. You can't. Some cultures they burn, some they bury, some they throw through the dogs to eat. So just see. So the real thing is because of the soul. And why is the soul dear? Because it's part and parcel of Krishna. And the very fact that the mothers and cows loved these forms of their children and calves proves that it's actually Krishna who is the ultimate lovable object. And that is the key to bhakti. The key to bhakti is to understand this point. The real lovable object is Krishna, Govinda. After about almost 1 year, this was going on for 1 year. So for 1 year, Krishna was masquerading, expanding himself as all the cowherd boys and calves. Now one day, almost at the end of 1 year, the cows were at the top of Govardhan Hill. And at the bottom of Govardhan Hill were these calves. The cowherd boys at the bottom of Govardhan Hill were taking care of the calves. On top of Govardhan Hill, the cowherd men were taking care of the cows. When the cows saw the calves at the bottom of Govardhan Hill, they became mad. And they ran down Govardhan Hill with their legs like this. They were, and their tails were upright in ecstasy. And they were running like this down the hill. And the cowherd men were becoming very agitated and angry because they're supposed to control the cows. But the cows were running down the hill. And when the cows ran down the hill, they started to lick the calves. And these calves, these expansions of Krishna, at this stage, were not supposed to drink milk from the cows. But there was so much affection. The cows were licking the bodies of the calves, and the calves were drinking the milk of the cows. Finally, the cowherd men made it down the hill, and they were very upset, very angry. But when they saw their cloned sons, they started to cry. And they felt so much ecstasy for these children, they started to smell their heads? Do you do that? Do you smell the head of your son? Good. Isn't that great? I still do that with my 15-year-old grandson. When my grandson was this age, I would smell his head. And on Christmas, I saw him and I said, let me smell your head one more time. He's now as tall as you. He's 15 years old. So I had to pull him down, smell his head. So the cowherd men became so emotional. They were crying, feelings. Meanwhile, Balaram was seeing all this and he was going, this is very funny. And he looked at Krishna and said, wait a second, Krishna, this is ridiculous. What is this? And Balaram could figure it out, but he wanted to check with Krishna. So he asked Krishna, what's going on? Because remember, Balaram was not there. He was home, remember, 1 year ago, getting ready for his birthday party. So even he didn't know for almost 1 year what was going on, and he's God. So I guess if Krishna doesn't want you to know something, even if you're God, you won't know. So Krishna explained to Balaram what was going on. After 1 year, according to Lord Brahma's time, it was a moment, because his watch and our watch is different. It was 1 year on earth, but for Lord Brahma, so Brahma started to doubt, I don't know if this was a good idea what I did. So after 1 year, Brahma returned, well, 1 year of earth, but for Brahma, one moment. And when Brahma returned to the scene of the crime, he saw all the cowherd boys. And there was Krishna. And Brahma was saying, wait, you know, sometimes you forget your car keys. So Brahma was like that. He had just put the cowherd boys asleep in the cave. When he comes back, he sees they're still there. And then Krishna shows Brahma. All the cowherd boys and calves turn into Vishnu forms, because Krishna's expansion is Vishnu, Narayan. So all the hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys and the calves turned into Vishnu Narayan forms, and Brahma was completely amazed and stunned. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he realized that he had tried to play a trick on Krishna, but now he could see actually the trick was being played on him. And Brahma also saw hundreds and thousands of other Lord Brahmas were worshiping these Vishnu forms. And there were hundreds and thousands of Lord Shivas worshiping these Vishnu forms. And there were hundreds and thousands of living entities, and they were chanting mantras and singing and praying. And our Lord Brahma with four heads was completely astonished. And then in a second, the whole scene disappeared. And again, it was Krishna alone. And then Brahma came, and he came, and Krishna was hanging on like this to a tree, little Krishna. And Brahma came. Brahma has a golden body, and he did what is called dandavat. He fell like a golden rod, and he was crying. All four heads was crying, and with his tears, he bathed Krishna's feet with his tears. And then Brahma stood up and offered beautiful prayers of glorification. And at the end of his prayers, Brahma said, someone may say that they know something or everything about Krishna, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm supposed to be the most intelligent person in the universe. I'm supposed to be Lord Brahma. I am the greatest engineer. Anybody here an engineer? Ah, Brahma's the Adi engineer. He is. He's the engineer of the universe, not for Orange County. He is the engineer for the universe. So Brahma said, I am supposed to be the most intelligent person in the whole universe. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't understand anything about this Krishna. He is beyond my comprehension. And then Brahma said to Krishna, after offering beautiful prayers, my Lord, please forgive me. And if it's possible, please, in my next life, I don't want to be Lord Brahma. In my next life, I want to be a bush in Vrindavan. And if I can't be a bush in Vrindavan, then let me be a bush right outside Vrindavan, so that when your devotees of Vrindavan walk, I will get the dust of their feet on my head. And Krishna accepted the prayers of Lord Brahma. And then all the cowherd boys and calves, the original ones that were asleep for a year, they returned to Krishna. And when they woke up, they didn't know anything. And they said, oh, Krishna, we have been waiting here for you to return. We haven't eaten anything of our lunch. Come on, let's eat. And Krishna was smiling, and everything resumed as it was. Do we have time? Do you still want me to talk about Radha and Krishna? I'll do short. I want to make sure that you're satisfied. No, it's always better. Less is more. Because I hate this. Some people that go for 6 hours. No. Keep it short. Everyone say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right. Give me a second here. Can I do one more song? All right. Let's find a good song. We have 10 devotees online. Hari Bol. Vidya is one of them. So let me find a good song. Where is that song? Really wanna see you. Really wanna see you, Lord. Really wanna see you, Lord. But it takes so long, my Lord. Everybody chant, my sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Really wanna know you. Really wanna go with you. Really wanna show you, Lord, that I hope. Call me Allah. You can call him Buddha. Call him Jehovah. Call him Adonai. You can even say Jesus. Sweet Lord Jesus. Say any name of the Lord. It's all the same to me. Everybody. Hare, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord. Give yourselves a hand. Very good. Very, very good. All right. So...